and St. Bartholomew, Saba, and St. Eustatius. There's a hurricane watch in effect for the British Virgin Islands, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico.
Michael Brennan at the National Hurricane Center in Miami saying there's some potential for Earl to actually directly impact the U.S. later this week north of the Carolinas. Meanwhile, Danielle has been downgraded to a Category 1 hurricane as it heads out to sea east of Bermuda. A tropical wave off the coast of Africa also forecast to gain strength and could become a depression within the next 48 hours. The fifth anniversary of Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans facing a symbolic threat, thunderstorms, but it's not keeping the city from marking the occasion. The 1,800 people who died are being remembered, among other ways, with the tolling of bells and a healing ceremony in the lower Ninth Ward. President Barack Obama and the First Lady are flying to New Orleans after wrapping up their family vacation on Martha's Vineyard. Obama will speak at Xavier University about what the White House calls the resiliency of the people of the Gulf and the progress made to rebuild. In other news, a night at the movies turning into a chaotic scene in Aventura. 10 people arrested after a brawl breaks out, prompting an evacuation. Cops say the fight broke out outside the AMC 24th Theater and quickly moved inside before continuing to the Cheesecake Factory. In an area outside of Bloomingdale's, several people were tasered before the cops were able to get things under control. Some tense moments at Jungle Island after a tiger escaped from its cage. Somehow the tiger got out of its enclosed area yesterday. The park filled with visitors and tourists at the time, people running for cover and calling police frantically, reporting they'd seen the animal on park grounds.
Big tiger, a real big tiger.
They don't have their animals under control.
We were extremely scared.
After about an hour, Mahesh returned to his cage on his own, and Miami Fire Rescue crews evaluated a few of the frightened visitors who sprinted for safety. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission is investigating. The mother of the three-year-old child found dead in an SUV in southwest Miami-Dade is behind bars this afternoon. 38-year-old Mati Martinez is charged with aggravated manslaughter of a child. That boy was found inside the SUV outside of his home where he had been for more than an hour under the sweltering sun. Earlier this month, a daycare driver in Delray Beach left a two-year-old girl inside the van for nearly 6 hours, killing her. That driver is also charged with manslaughter. Thousands filling the nation's capital for a rally headed by our very own Glenn Beck, former vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin, also speaking at the event titled Restoring Honor. While taking to the podium, Beck stressed a theme of unity and said America has to go back to core values.
America is at a crossroads, and today we must decide, who are we? What is it we believe? We must advance or perish. I choose advance.
Meanwhile, another rally took place not far from Beck's. Al Sharpton organizing a march to honor the 47th anniversary of Martin Luther King's infamous I Have a Dream speech. That march ending near a proposed site for a memorial in honor of the civil rights leader. That event was called Reclaim the Dream, and thousands participated. Well, Florida's Department of Transportation seeking more federal funding to boost high-speed rail and regular passenger train service. Earlier this year, President Obama announced the Sunshine State would receive $1.25 billion for high-speed rail between Tampa and Orlando, half of what the state had wanted. Florida Retail or Rail Enterprises executive director now saying the state wants another $1 billion plus for the Tampa-Orlando project and $8 million to extend that service from Orlando to Miami, plus another $250 million to resume passenger service from Miami to Jacksonville. Governor Charlie Crist did send federal DOT officials a letter saying the additional $1.1 billion would help Florida complete the Tampa-Orlando service by 2015. Next update at 12:30, I'm Randy Lance, News Radio 610 WIOD.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Condo Craze and HOAs is intended as a resource guide for education, information, and entertainment purposes and is not intended to supply specific legal advice. The information that you hear should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a professional attorney. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based on advertising or the information you hear today.
Condo Craze and HOAs. Welcome back for another exciting Sunday. Maybe it'll be almost as exciting as last Sunday. Sponsored by attorney Eric Glazer, founder of Glazer & Associates PA Law Firm, helping associations and owners throughout the state of Florida. If you have questions, comments, if you'd like to be a part of the show, give us a call at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610. If you're an AT&T wireless customer, or you can email the show at any time, even during the week, as most of you do, condocraze@wiod.com. And you simply must check out the show's website. You can learn all about the show, write in your questions and comments, listen to our podcast, and check out the Facebook link. Join in on the many discussion boards there regarding all the controversy we seem to stir up here every Sunday between noon and one. And check out the show's sponsors. Visit all their websites. And if you'd like to be a sponsor, you can. It's easy. Become a sponsor, advertise your service or product directly to the people that you want to see it, those who live in associations throughout South Florida and in the Tampa, St. Pete area. You can have your web link posted there, and you could even be a guest on the show. Like I said, last week, I don't know that we stirred the pot, but I think the pot overboiled a little bit last week. Everybody got riled up. We were talking about the mosque, whether it should be built at Ground Zero. And you certainly let us know how you felt. You were still calling the station after we went on the air. I think the phone was still ringing Tuesday.
Yeah. Interesting show, Jerry, last week. As you know, each week we kind of start out discussing a certain specific topic or two, and we expect to get a lot of telephone calls about that topic. But we always get all kinds of calls about all kinds of crazy condo or HOA issues, no matter what we actually are trying to speak about. Well, last week, however, not one person, not one caller strayed from the mosque discussion. We didn't get one call about a leaky pipe or a foreclosure case. Every caller had a strong opinion about whether or not the mosque should be built, and it really made for a great show. Again, it was simply my intent last week to show everyone that in the interest of keeping peace and harmony in a condominium, and where the majority agrees, Florida courts have actually said that it's okay for boards to ban religious services on the condominium. And just maybe that same kind of logic and sense should be applied here to the Ground Zero situation. I hope I made myself pretty clear last week about where I stood on the issue, and I'll end it by saying I think that Mayor Bloomberg, quite frankly, should be embarrassed that he seems more concerned about the right to build the mosque at Ground Zero than he does about an actual monument being built at Ground Zero to honor the 3,000 victims. It's 9 years later, and there's still no monument to the victims there. And while he keeps saying that in America the owners of the property have the right to build their mosque anywhere they want, for whatever reason, he simply can't bring himself to even suggest that it would simply be morally insensitive to the families of the victims and millions of New Yorkers and Americans, and just plain inappropriate to build a mosque that honors the religion in whose name the terrorists killed 3,000 innocent civilians virtually right on top of their gravesite. And while I'm rolling here, one more thing. The nerve of the liberal media to suggest that anyone who is against a mosque at Ground Zero is somehow Islamophobic or intolerant. After 9/11, not one mosque was burned to the ground in New York or anywhere else in this country. There weren't any attacks on Muslim civilians. Muslims didn't suddenly become victims of hate crimes and targeted beatings. So I beg to differ with the liberal media. The people who are against a mosque being built are extremely tolerant, and they're not Islamophobic. In fact, Americans are the most tolerant people on the planet, and there's more religious freedom in this country than in any other nation in the entire world. People don't mind if the mosque is built anywhere else in New York City, just not virtually on top of the gravesites of the victims.
Thank you, Mr. Beck. You were very good at the Lincoln Memorial yesterday.
Thank you. You enjoyed my show?
It's nice that you could do all that and get here in time to do the show today.
I know, and they did put three trees in, by the way, today. I don't know if anybody saw that. They were actually moving the three big oak trees to the Ground Zero site this morning.
Oh, so after 9 years, they got three trees.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
But, Eric, the bottom line is that we do still live in a country that at least it allows everybody to call in and, you know, voice their opinion on the air about how they feel in regards to these issues and don't really have to worry about getting attacked or retaliated by, you know, our government, which in many other countries happens. So I'm sure we can all agree on that part.
I agree. No,
I mean, even though we do screen the calls here, that's just so we know who it is and where they live and kind of what they want to talk about.
Exactly.
We don't not put people on the air that differ if their opinions differ from ours.
Absolutely. And I can tell you, much appreciated. Great show last week. You guys want to continue that discussion this week? I'm on. I'm ready to go. I'll certainly continue defending my position. So again, if you'd like, call in and let's talk about it some more. But first, big announcement to tell everybody about. If everybody remembers, on July 1st, a new law went into effect for condominium board members. And new law says that within 90 days of getting elected, you must either sign an affidavit stating that you read all of Florida Statute 718 and all of your governing documents, or you have an alternative, that you attend an approved course and become certified. Well, some great news. I just designed a course and had it approved by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, and the course allows me to certify board members who are or wish to be on a Florida condominium board of directors. The whole course is about 2.5 hours. I promise you, if you choose the first option and you wind up reading all of Florida Statute 718 and all of your condo docs, it's going to be more like 2.5 days rather than attending the seminar for 2.5 hours.
Try 2.5 weeks, maybe?
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, to do all that homework is a little bit too much.
Well, but it would seem to me that not only is it not real compelling reading, it's very large.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but the parts of it, I mean, the way it's written, sometimes you can't understand it. I mean, I know back and forth in our office alone, we go back and forth over stuff nonstop trying to figure out exactly what the legislator meant by it.
Right. It's poorly written at best sometimes. But here's the best part. The course is going to be held live and in person at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. We arranged for a great setup with all kinds of desserts, drinks, coffees, teas, and other fattening stuff. We're going to be giving away several $100 gambling chips to some lucky winners, and the course is absolutely free. Everyone who stays from beginning to end walks out with a certificate of completion, which is going to be suitable for framing, certifying that you are now legally eligible to serve on a Florida condominium board. But you only get the certificate if you come back from the coffee break and don't stay at the blackjack table.
I knew you were certifiable. I knew it. And now you're actually certifiable.
Certifiable, right? Yeah.
But you know what? I never said you were wrong, Jerry. It just depends on who you're addressing this.
Right. It's an honor and a privilege.
I was looking at him.
Now, it's an honor and a privilege to actually be able to certify anybody who attends the course. And again, now it's going to be mandatory. You have to either attend the course or sign this affidavit. Why not take the course?
Exactly.
Yeah. Why would you spend days, weeks, months trying to figure out the language and the legality of the whole document when you can sit at the Hard Rock for 2 hours and take a course for free?
And I mean, I can tell you that we're going to go over topics like the budgets and reserves, which is a huge issue right now, financial reporting, condominium operations, records management, access to records for not only unit owners but board members, dispute resolution, and much, much more. And in addition to the highlights of the new condominium law, are also going to be taught in detail, which I think is going to help not only board members, but, you know, managers, everybody out there that really should be interested in this.
No jacuzzis, no dog poop?
Yeah, maybe.
I'll have Eric put a special section there for you.
Now, I confirmed with the division that even if you are not yet a member of a Florida board, you can take the course and actually become pre-certified so that if you get elected, you obviously don't have to take the course again. As a matter of fact, if you plan on running for the board in the future, you may want to take the course and tell the voters that you're the right man or woman for the job because you're already certified to serve. All right, so get your pens ready. If you're interested in attending the course and getting certified for free at the Hard Rock, our first course is Thursday, October 21st at 7 p.m. Again, that's Thursday, October 21st, 7 p.m., and there's only one way to register for the course. You have to go to this show's website. That's condocrazeandhoas.com. Click on the link and fill out the form. That's it. You'll get email confirmation that you're registered. Again, it's www.condocrazeandhoas.com. Click on the link and fill out the form. Now, just some fair warning. We started promoting the course only 3 days ago simply by sending out some emails, and the response has been overwhelming. I sincerely mean that. But seating is really limited, so register quickly, and we look forward to meeting you again.
You don't want to miss out on this opportunity. It's not going to happen every week, okay?
Right.
You don't want to miss out on this opportunity. You don't want it to fill up, so make sure, do it right now if you can. Go to condocrazeandhoas.com and get yourself registered for the free course Eric's putting on at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino coming up on Thursday, October 21st. We'll take a break and come back and take your calls. 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T wireless customers. It's Condo Craze and HOAs.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Crumbling concrete, peeling paint, waterproofing problems? No problem. If you're a building owner or management company, finding solutions to your problems doesn't have to be painful or costly. Promax Restoration and Paint. Whether it's a perimeter wall or parking garage, balcony or pool deck, structural repair, waterproofing, and painting is their specialty. It has been since 1994. At Promax Restoration and Paint, they've seen and successfully repaired and painted just about everything when it comes to high-rise, mid-rise, townhomes, buildings of any shape and size. Yes, they're clients have included Marriott, Hilton, Doral, and many luxury condos. But it doesn't mean that Promax Restoration and Paint is expensive. These clients have chosen Promax for their experience and quality workmanship, but also for their ability to offer very competitive pricing. So see their work and see what they can do for you at restorationandpaint.com. Promax Restoration and Paint, 800-624-9371. That's 800-624-9371.
There are all kinds of things in my life that burn brightly for a while and then fade to a glimmer and often disappear altogether. It's probably true for all of us. Then there are the other things, people, places, or even fashion items that I'd be lost without. Things that are my all-time favorites, like the little black dress. I have a deep and enduring love for its understated elegance. The same feeling I have for the Patek Philippe watch on my wrist. Begin an enduring love affair with the Patek Philippe 24 in stainless steel or gold, set with top Wesselton diamonds. See what a new watch can say about you at Tourneau, the world's largest watch store since 1900. Tourneau, Ball Harbor Shops, Ball Harbor and Worth Avenue, Palm Beach.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
It's Condo Craze and HOAs. If you'd like to be a part of the show, call us at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610 if you're an AT&T wireless customer, or email us anytime if you're shy at condocraze@wiod.com. I'm Jerry Hester, alongside attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips, Christy in the Christie chair.
Yep.
And I removed all the brown M&Ms from your bowl, so everything should be fine. We can go on with the show now.
I don't look like a giant in that big chair otherwise. I'm like towering over everybody.
All right. Well, first of all, thanks to Philip and Nancy for registering for our course within the last minute or two. And we hope to get a bunch more before the show is out. But a lot has happened this week here in South Florida politics because of the election primaries. And I got to tell all of our listeners, the biggest disappointment, at least to me, and what really should be a disappointment to every condo or HOA owner in this state, is that Julio Robina lost his bid for the state Senate. And by no means is this a shot at his opponent. I'm just saying we all lost a politician this week who was extremely knowledgeable on association law, and he really was a fighter for all of you. And as you know, by his several appearances on this show, even when he thought his own party was wrong on a condo or HOA bill, he wasn't afraid to say it. You know, when he was on the show, he always tried to answer questions from all of you. And I can tell you personally that the guy was passionate on condo and HOA issues. And I, for one, wish him luck in the future and hope that he finds his way back into this somehow and continues to help unit owners throughout the state. So again, Julio, if you're listening, we wish you the best of luck.
Let's go to the phones, Eric. We've got David on line one. Hi, David. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Okay. Enjoy your show. It's very
thank you.
Thank you, David.
Appreciate it. I was just listening to you a minute ago about the seminar for the condo officers and wondered if that's required for HOAs.
Good question, David. As the listeners of the show know, HOAs are far less regulated than condominiums are. So the legislature, for whatever reason, decided that we're going to force condo board members to attend this course, you know, or get fill out an affidavit, but we're not going to have any requirements for HOA board members. Okay, so the answer to that is
not
no,
yet.
HOA board members do not have to get certified like condo board members do. To even string that out a little further, this condo statute says you can't be a felon and be on a condo board, but there's no such provision for HOAs.
Really?
So on an HOA board, you can be a felon and not certified.
Do you see that changing in the years to come, that they will catch up?
You would think. There seems to be at least somewhat of a movement out there where you want to bring HOAs more in line
with condominiums.
As
there become more HOAs.
Yeah, exactly.
Because condos outnumber HOAs.
Right.
I don't even know the ratio, but it's huge.
I don't know. They're starting to catch up, though, especially in like the western portions of Florida and the northern portions. You're getting a lot more of the HOAs out there.
Yeah.
So something needs to be done for that.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. We're not saying that if you're an HOA member that you're not welcome. You are absolutely welcome. Hey, you know, maybe one day you're going to be living in a condo. And a lot of the laws aren't that totally different in terms of HOAs and condominiums. And where there are differences, maybe we'll have the opportunity to discuss the differences between a condo and an HOA while we're discussing a different topic. But, you know, technically you don't need it if you're a member of an HOA board.
We had some HOA members at the last one, I believe.
Yeah, exactly.
The one that was here?
That's right. A bunch of them showed up. But now, again, the statute doesn't require that HOA board members actually get certified. Condo board members, you must get certified. Otherwise, you're gone within 90 days of getting elected to the board. You're automatically off. Okay, hope that answers your question, Dave.
Certainly did. I'll be listening in the future.
Okay, thanks again.
Thanks, David. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye now.
Okay. All right. Real interesting case that is all over the news this week about the Coral Springs HOA and the owner, who also happens to be the assistant police chief of Delray Beach. And if you guys have seen the story, he put up 4-inch magnetic letters that spell out God Bless America on his garage door. And he also put up 6 stars and an American flag. Well, the HOA board says that this constitutes a sign and that signs are not allowed on your property, and therefore they're demanding that he take it down.
I think I'd put up a new sign on my property.
What kind of sign would that
be? I'm not allowed to say it on the radio.
Exactly.
I know.
Well, everybody knows, you know, we did this show back in June, Flag Day. I think June was Flag Day, right?
Right.
Whenever it was. We've been here almost a year. I've lost track. We know you can display the flag, but can he really be stopped from putting this sign up that says God Bless America?
Okay, all I'm going to say is don't shoot the messenger, because this is probably going to get some people mad, and I am one that's really not an opponent for the way this is going to come out. But the answer is probably yes, Jerry. I mean, the HOA statute only allows you to put up a flag, and unlike the condo statute, the HOA statute doesn't even mention whether you have a right to display religious displays or anything like that. So most of the information is going to be found in the documents for the community. So if the docs say no signs, then they're going to be bound to the no signs.
Yeah, interesting that David just point out some differences between an HOA and a condo. And sure enough, here in this situation, in a condo, you actually have a statutory right to put up religious displays. You don't have that right in the HOA statutes. But I guess it's coming in off the ticker right now. I understand that Mayor Bloomberg just came out against the posting of a God Bless America sign, but he said it would be okay to post a God Bless Dubai sign because he doesn't want the HOA to appear intolerant. That guy
okay,
is amazing. You know?
Okay, you started off as Beck, and now you're up at Rush level. But you know, at some point, if they let this guy put a sign up that says God Bless America, suppose his neighbors want to put up a sign that says God Bless Canada or reelect Joe or are you opening Pandora's box that this guy gets to keep his sign? And which signs can stay and which signs have to go?
Interesting. Good point. Well, again, the statute, if you look at the flag statute that we were talking about, the statute doesn't say you have the right to display the flag of any country you want. In an HOA, you only have the right to display the American flag. So this guy simply added the words, God bless America, to his statutory right to display the flag. That's it. You know, and it's funny because under the same statute, he can install a big giant flagpole and really ugly up the place. And so if you're the HOA, if you're listening, be careful of what you wish for because you may get it.
Can I break in here?
Yeah.
So in other words, he can display a big, ugly, purple flagpole, maybe with the God Bless America labeling on the flagpole. Would that be considered a sign?
Probably. I don't know if that would be allowed, but he can put up a flagpole in his own yard as long as it meets code.
If I were him, I would get the biggest, hugest flag I could get that said God Bless America.
Right. So, again, HOA.
Have it custom made, no matter what it costs. And make it as big as the sign you see over Toyota of Hollywood on 441.
Well, there is a limit to the sign. I don't remember what the limit is under the statute, but I know it's pretty big.
That thing could cover the deck of an aircraft carrier.
Wow.
well, here's another thing that if the assistant police chief is listening, he may want to look into. I'd be real curious to know if that same association during the year allows its residents to put up Merry Christmas signs or Happy Halloween signs or any other signs, because I got to tell you, if the association allows for that, well, guess what? Going after him for a God Bless America sign may be considered selective enforcement, and they might not have a leg to stand on, and he may, in fact, be allowed to keep that sign up.
Or even possibly realtor signs or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got stuff with writing on it that's a sign, I mean, it's all going to be the same thing.
Right.
Yeah, but again, even if it's a Merry Christmas sign, even if it's a Happy New Year sign or whatever in the world it may be, if there's letters that other unit owners are allowed to keep up there, and his God Bless America sign could certainly have an opportunity at staying. No two ways about it. He may win that in court.
I've got a feeling that this is far from over. And I think, you know, honestly, I'm the only one in the room without an Esquire, but I think he's got a leg to stand on here.
I think he does have a leg to stand on, too. Yes, when you move into an HOA, you give up certain rights. You certainly have to abide by the restrictions. But if the HOA crossed that line and let other people put up signs, they better be real careful about going after him for his sign.
Well, what if they have one of his neighbors has a bumper sticker on his minivan? You know, my kid can beat up your kid or whatever. My honor student can beat up your honor student. Isn't that a sign?
Yeah, but it's probably, the documents probably read that you can't put it up on your home. That's the difference. They can't control, I guess, what you put on your car, unless it's some sort of commercial writing that wouldn't be allowed. But
I see Jerry's, like, wheels turning.
Yeah, the smoke coming out from under my headphones.
Jerry wants to really help this guy.
I do, because I think he's been wrong.
And I'd want to help him as well. You know, I saw it. I saw what he put up on his garage, and quite frankly,
it was very nicely done.
Yeah, it was done tastefully. It wasn't over the top.
Yeah,
absolutely not.
Quite frankly, it's kind of what's wrong with our country right now. I mean,
right.
We've got people over there fighting for our freedom, and he wants to put up God Bless America, the country that we're founded on, that everybody loves, and he can't even do that. I mean, there's got to be a line.
And he was a veteran, right?
I don't know.
I think that was in one of the news stories, that he was a vet.
Right, right. So, love to know what our listeners think. You know,
as Bernie Mac used to say, and I'll quote him again, what do you think, America? Give us a call at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T Wireless customers. We will take a break for news and be right back. It's Condo Craze and HOAs.
Good afternoon. It's 12:30. I'm Randy Lance. Hurricane Earl threatening the Caribbean. Could the U.S. East Coast be next? Love the details coming up. But first, let's check in with Terry Griffin in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel Casino Traffic Center.
Thanks, Randy. 95 southbound at the 112 westbound. An accident clearing away and construction will slow you down. Dolphin westbound approaching the turnpike. Actually, all lanes are blocked in that area. That can't be good. The 874 northbound after Killian. Two right lanes are blocked because of construction there. 75 northbound ramp to Graham Dairy. Yet another problem with construction. Broward continues to look good. Your next traffic update is at 1 o'clock. I'm Terry Griffin, News Radio 610 WIOD 24-hour traffic.
50% chance for showers and storms, especially this afternoon across the Miami area. Otherwise, partly sunny with a slight chance for a pop-up shower this morning. Expect highs today in the lower 90s. I'm Lisa Love from the Weather Channel for News Radio 610 WILD.
Partly cloudy skies all across the metro area right now. 85 degrees in Davie, 88 in Key Biscayne. It's 1232. The U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico facing the threat of Hurricane Earl, issuing warnings and watches with the Cat 1 storm nearing the area. Meanwhile, Michael Brennan at the National Hurricane Center in Miami says there's still some potential for Earl to directly impact the U.S. later this week.
Our current forecast takes the center of Earl somewhere between the coast of North Carolina and Bermuda by Thursday and Friday, although anyone in the southeastern U.S. and the mid-Atlantic should monitor the progress of Earl as we move into the work week.
Meanwhile, Danielle is weak into a Category 1 hurricane as it moves past Bermuda and out to sea. Another strong tropical wave off the coast of Africa is forecast to strengthen and could become the next tropical depression within the next 48 hours. A night at the movies turning into chaos in Aventura. 10 people arrested after a brawl breaks out, prompting an evacuation. Cops say the fight broke out outside of the AMC 24th Theater and quickly moved inside. Several people were tasered before the cops were able to get things under control. Very tense moments at Jungle Island when a tiger escapes from its cage. The tiger got out of its enclosed area at the park, prompting visitors to frantically call police.
The visitors, I know it's hard to believe, weren't in very much danger at all. Like I mentioned before, the cats are used to people.
Jungle Island curator Jason Chatfield says Mahesh roamed the park for about an hour until employees were able to safely lure the big cat back into the cage. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission is investigating. A volcano in western Indonesia has erupted for the first time in 400 years. A government scientist says it's minor, with sand and ash thrown up to about a mile into the air. There's some lava flow, but reportedly only near its crater. People have been evacuated, but no major damage has been reported. Next update at 1 o'clock. I'm Randy Lance, News Radio 610 WIOD.
At FPL, we're committed to delivering affordable electricity for you and your family. We're investing more than $2.5 billion a year to make our infrastructure more efficient, to help keep your electric bill low, and encourage you to be energy efficient to help you save even more. There are many simple steps you can take, like using a power strip as a central turnoff point for all electronic equipment, using the microwave for cooking as much as possible, and making sure your computer screensaver does not deactivate the sleep mode. FPL offers an online home energy survey to help you be more energy efficient. Just go to fplconnect.com and take this survey at no cost to you. You'll get a personalized analysis of your home's energy use and learn valuable information about incentives that FPL offers to help you save even more money on your electric bill. Energy efficiency is something we can all share, and FPL makes it easy. My name is Garland Culbreth, and I work for FPL.
To start saving money on your electric bill today, take a no-cost online home energy survey at fplconnect.com.
Maroney's big Labor Day sell-a-thon is going on now. Any questions?
What makes it so big?
It's model year-end closeout time. And with 30 showrooms, Maroney has the biggest selection of vehicles to close out.
How low will prices go?
Right now at all six Maroney Chevy showrooms, you can buy a brand new Cobalt for $10,991 or a new Silverado Extended Cab, $18,991. That's a Cobalt, $10,991 or Silverado Extended Cab, $18,991. Both with automatic, and both include a $1,000 conquest rebate and $1,000 in down payment assistance. But you must hurry to Maroney Chevy on 8th Street in Lejeune, West 8, Pembroke Pines, Fort Lauderdale, Delray, and Green Acres. If you want a Cobalt for $10,991 or Silverado Extended Cab for $18,991, you must act now.
Wow, that sounds pretty straightforward.
It is. We're Maroney. We're AutoNation. We're changing everything.
Who are you going to call?
Maroney!
Any questions? Maroney.com.
It's Condo Craze and HOAs. Welcome back. I'm Jerry Hester alongside attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. Never try to say Glazer and Christy at the same time. It comes out. We're taking your calls at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610, if you're an AT&T wireless customer. Or you can email us at any time at condocraze@wiod.com.
All right, I see we got a bunch of calls on hold, Jerry. But before we actually get to the phones, thanks to Nancy, Nydia, Mary, and Bruce, who also just signed up for the course in between our last commercial break, or during our last commercial break. Again, anybody who's out there that wants to register for the course, condocrazeandhoas.com. It's the October 21st, Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. Come and get certified. And again, condocrazeandhoas, just go, click, fill out the link, and then we'll know you want to attend.
Let's talk to Al in Miami. Hi, Al. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? I hope you can, you know, I'm having a little problem with the service. In any case, I am a CAM. I manage a large HOA. I've been in this business for around 7 years. And I just want to give you a little insight on, one, the sign issue. Of course, if in the documents it prohibits signage of any kind, regardless of whether it's a holiday or not a holiday, as long as the board instructs their manager to enforce it, then there's never an issue with, you know, someone saying, well, Mrs. Smith had a something up during Christmas, so I have a right to put this sign up, God bless America. You know, the bottom line is I understand his position as a, you know, a veteran myself, but, you know, these laws are made and these rules in the docs are made for everybody. So as long as the board is proactive and has the manager, you know, enforce the rules, then you're okay.
Right.
The other issue.
Well, wait. I don't want to leave that just yet, Al, because you're a CAM, and tell me if you would agree that it's more likely than not that they probably do allow Merry Christmas signs or Happy Thanksgiving signs or Happy Halloween signs or things of that nature.
Well, in my particular case, no, they don't.
Well, I'm doing this 20 years, and not one time. Hold on. I'm doing this 20 years. Not one time have I ever been asked by an HOA to go after a unit owner for having a Merry Christmas sign up. Never happened. Probably never will.
Well, in my case, yes. My board is very proactive about these situations, and they, you know, they prohibit it. And, you know, I serve at the pleasure of the board, so
right.
If the board says no, I have no choice but to visit the homeowner and have them remove the sign.
Right.
So that's just the way it is. So, you know, it depends on, you know, so, look, I've dealt with three or four boards over the years, and some boards are, you know, more flexible than others, and then, you know, you get boards that are inflexible.
Did you actually see the sign on the news? Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
Did it offend you?
Not at all. I'm a veteran. I'm actually a combat veteran, so I didn't have a problem with it. But again, it's not my call.
Right.
And I think a lot of times, CAMs get themselves in trouble because they get themselves personally involved in these issues and they take a stand, and then that's a problem because you're not supposed to. You have to abide by what the docs say. And if that's what the docs say, then you have to abide by them and whatever. And if the board says, you know, let it go, you let it go.
Right. Interesting, I mean, that, you know, that the gentleman at issue in this case is also, you know, a law and order man and is sworn to uphold the rules and regulations of, you know, this state. And here, you know, he's taking them on.
It would have been a little easier if he would have gone to the board with the request in writing and let the board review it and make a decision. And in this case, because, you know,
respectfully, this board would have said no, and I'm not going to buy the if he only filled out the paperwork, you know, defense.
Right.
Because I won't buy it here. They want it down, period.
Yeah. Well, in that case, if they're doing that, Eric, if they're making some kind of policy where, okay, you have to go fill out the paperwork before you can put anything up, all he would have to do legally then is just to go ahead and fill out the paperwork.
Right.
That's what you could force him to do. So it's a reverse situation there. So what I think they're saying is no signs.
Al, good call. We appreciate it.
So there was two other little quick points I want to make. As far as a convicted felon serving on the board in an HOA, once again, if the documents prohibit a felon from serving, he can't serve.
I don't know if I would agree to that, because I can tell you there's a lot of case law out there where documents say, for example, that if a board member misses three or four meetings in a row, that board member is now off the board, and that's because people have voted upon that and incorporated that. Hold on one second.
Yeah.
And those types of clauses have been struck down as being illegal because condos and HOAs are governed by statute, and you can only get removed if you violate the statute. Now, since there's nothing in the HOA statute that prohibits you from serving on a board, even if you're a felon, I would say even if in your if it's in your documents, you can probably still serve.
It's the same with condos.
It hasn't been challenged in my case yet.
Right.
I mean, Eric, if that...
One last thing I just would like to say, and this is a very, very big issue.
Right.
The new statute allowing the HOAs to collect rent from the renter in lieu of the fact that the owner is delinquent is the best tool they've ever put in our hands since I've been in the business.
Right.
Since July 1st, I've been able to collect over $10,000 in past due maintenance.
Whoa, time out. I'm going to stop you. Stopping you right there, because just so you know, I don't know if people out there know this, the rental provision, and a lot of our associations are getting this misinterpretation, past due assessments cannot be collected under this. With the rental demand, the only thing you can collect is future assessments. Say, you know, I'm renting a unit, my rent's $600 a month, my monthly assessment for that unit's $300. The association can only collect that $300, and the remaining $300 has to go back to the actual owner. You can't apply it to past due, or you're in violation of the statute.
Yep.
Well, we've been able to collect the future rent from the renter.
Can't do it if the rent amount exceeds the monthly assessment amount. Can't collect it. And you know, well, yes, maybe so far so good, but it's a matter of time before an association gets sued in that regard.
So you're saying that if the rental amount exceeds the monthly maintenance, you're in violation of the new statute.
Yeah, if you collect it, yeah.
If you collect the difference, you can collect. Say you collect the whole amount, the whole $1,000 rent, but your assessments are only $300. You can collect, apply the $300 to that month's assessment, but the $700 actually has to go back to the unit owner, who's the landlord, per the statute.
I didn't read the statute that well. I'll have to check with my attorney. Anyway, it was great talking
thanks,
to you.
Thanks, Al. Appreciate
for the call,
it. Great call.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
We were corrected. You know, even here on Condo Craze and HOAs, there is a system of checks and balances.
Yes.
Jan Bergerman corrected us. There are more homes in HOAs than units in condos in Florida, about 2-1.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I guess so, you live in South Florida.
We live in South Florida, right. Yeah, and Jan lives up there, so he would know.
Thanks for the call. Or the email, Jan. Appreciate it.
He be the man.
He's the man.
Let's talk to Ron quickly before we go to break. Hi, Ron. You're on the air.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I live in a condo association. They're starting a fight in here to charge by the door. They've been charging a mixture of by the door and by the square feet or percentage of ownership. I swore I read that Florida changed the law on that and that all condos are supposed to charge either by the square foot or by percentage of ownership.
Well,
Am I right or wrong?
Hold on. The question is, what are your documents as recorded? What do they say? You just can't change.
Here's where the rub comes in. When the first building was built in here, all the units were the same size. So that document says that everything is going to be charged by the door. That builder went broke. Then when the new builders come in and built the rest of, we got like 16 buildings in here.
Right.
They put in that everything would be charged by the square foot or by percentage of ownership.
Right.
And there's the rub.
Well, I'm going to, again, you know, every case stands on its own merits, and I'd have to see your documents. But generally speaking, I'm going to say you got to go by what the original documents as recorded say. I mean, did the new developers come in and somehow change the percentage by which you pay your common assessments? If so, that would be an illegal amendment. I got no problem saying that.
Okay.
I mean,
but it all does depend, Eric, on whether or not there are different associations. Say
right.
There's 16
that's correct.
Units.
Are there different associations? Are there different declarations of condominium that were actually recorded?
The way it stands now, it looks like to me it's one association, which
right.
it is.
Right.
But of course, you can guess what happened is the big units got on the board and they're dominating the board, and they're going to pass it in September that everything will be by the door, and I will come out a winner. I own a big enough unit where I'll come out a winner, but I feel so sorry, so sorry.
Ron, let me suggest this, though.
500 square foot units, and they'll be paying the same as people that live in a 3,000 square foot unit.
Yeah, well, maybe not so fast. Let me suggest this. Call us at the office, 877-4 Condo Craze. And again, your particular situation requires a little more research and detail, and I'd be glad to talk to you about it off the air, okay? 877-4 Condo Craze.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you,
hey,
Ron.
Thanks, Ron.
I'll call you Monday morning.
Thanks, Ron.
Have a good day, Ron. Thanks. 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397. Get you through to Condo Craze and HOAs. Pat, I see you sitting there on hold. Be patient. We'll be right with you. We need to take a break, and we'll be right back. It's Condo Craze and HOAs.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Condominium associations are facing significant challenges today. And with those challenges come the need for special help from a special property management firm. That firm is Miami-based KW Property Management and Consulting, comprised of a team of professionals who are meeting today's challenges. Staffed by CPAs and long-term property managers, KW brings financial controls, budgeting discipline, contract oversight, and strong vendor negotiation skills to its growing portfolio of clients. They call it the KW difference. The real estate market has changed, and so has the role of property managers. They're here to preserve the value of a valuable asset, your home. And today, that role involves strong financial controls and traditional property management responsibilities. Please visit kwpropertymanagement.com or call 305-476-9188. That's kwpropertymanagement.com. You'll see what they mean by the KW difference.
This week, it's Dollar Days at Pep Boys, and we're counting down the savings.
Three!
Get 5 1/4 ounces of Lucas Fuel Treatment, 1 gallon of Pep Boys Car Wash, or 23 ounces of Black Magic Tire Wet. Your choice, just $3 each.
Two!
Get 16 ounces of STP Oil Treatment, 14 ounces of Gojo Hand Cleaner, or 7-count Shop Towels. Your choice, just $2 each.
One!
Champion Spark Plugs are $2.50 each, and get a $1.50 mail-in rebate. That's just $1 each. After mail-in rebate, see store for details. Plus, buy any 3 installed Definity tires, get the 4th tire for $1 instantly. That's right, buy 3, get the 4th tire for $1 instantly. Pep Boys will beat any competitor's tire deal by 5%, guaranteed. See store for details. Don't miss Dollar Days at Pep Boys. Whether it's tires, parts, or service, your dollar never went so far.
Pep Boys does everything for less.
Call 1-800-PEP-BOYS or visit pepboys.com.
Okay, deep breaths.
I am, I'm breathing,
breathe,
I'm breathing.
Someone here expecting a baby?
Hi, doctor,
we are.
Yes.
Dr. Hanley, extension 27.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm breathing.
Yes.
I'm sorry, doctor, but you said to call whenever Coit offers 40% off any cleaning service.
40% off?
For a few days only.
Is someone offering 40% off?
The man in the shiny black van's offering 40% off any cleaning service.
40% off Coit?
Any service?
Right now?
Yes, 40% off carpets, upholstery, draperies, tile, and grouter air ducts. All right, now. You're ready to push?
No, not yet.
Wait.
Call Coit.
I am.
We don't want to miss saving 40% off.
Call the man in the shiny black van and get 40% off from the world's number one cleaning professional. Carpets, upholstery, draperies, tile and grout, or air ducts. You'll get a free written estimate and a 100% money-back guarantee.
We'll have a baby next week?
Yeah. Folks, you can't wait to have a baby.
Oh, she can wait.
I can wait. If Coit's offering 40% off, I can wait.
Coit's 40% off sale ends soon, so call 1-800-4COIT today. That's 1-800-FORCOIT. People you trust, trust Coit.
It's Condo Craze and HOAs. I'm Jerry Hester alongside attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. Give us a call at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610 for AT&T wireless customers, or you can email us, as some of you already have been, condocraze@wiod.com.
Okay, time is short, running out. Just a quick thank you to Bob from Coconut Creek, Jose from Miami Beach, and Jack at Beach Plaza, wherever that is. Thanks for enrolling for the course during the last break. And again, this is going to fill up quickly, guys. Come and get certified. Go to condocrazeandhoas.com, click on the link, and sign up. I will be happy to meet all of you and get you certified. All right, let's go to Pat from Fort Lauderdale.
Hi, Pat. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Pat?
In reference to the sign issue, there was a case in the Southern District of New York, Savago, S-A-V-A-G-O, versus the town of New Paltz. They have a strict sign ordinance in the town. He had a commercial building in the town. He put a sign up right after 9/11, you know, supporting, it's a patriotic sign supporting the troops and America.
Right.
And he won the case.
He won.
He won. It was in the Second Circuit, federal court, in the Southern District.
Well, I'm going to research that, and perhaps we're going to forward it on to the assistant police chief.
Yeah, great. I would wish he would get that information, because I believe it would probably, apply to this situation as well.
Are you an attorney, Pat?
No, but I work with attorneys.
Gotcha. How do you feel? You in favor of him keeping the sign on his garage door?
Absolutely.
What's the big deal, right?
Exactly.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's God bless America. What's wrong with that?
Hey, we got you down, Pat. We're with you.
All right.
Okay, thanks again. Hey, before we take our next call, I just want to thank Mr. Bergman again from Cyber Citizens for Justice. He's always listening to our show, always helping out, always recommending topics and suggestions. And
usually and correcting us.
correcting us from time to time.
Jan keeps us on our toes.
Yeah, he certainly does, and I want to tell him that I really appreciate it. Again, everybody out there, really take down his website, ccfj.net. CCFJ is Florida's largest statewide property owners advocacy organization. And I'm telling you, you know, sometimes he's not certainly not always on the side of the association, sometimes on the side of the unit owners, every once in a while on the side of the board. But I can tell you, you can learn a lot from the website. You really can. I think he oftentimes tells it like it is. Sometimes association boards and association attorneys may not always agree with what he's got to say. But I can tell you, I, for one, think a lot of the times right down the middle, calls it the way it is, and it's a great organization. CCFJ.net. Look it up.
Let's talk to Jack right here in beautiful downtown Miramar. Hi, Jack. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Good morning, sirs.
How are you?
I spoke to you a couple of weekends ago about the program about the saving houses under that Neighborhood Act.
Okay.
Okay, it really doesn't seem to work. It seems to get lost in the paperwork mill. But that's another issue for another day. Reference the telephone call from the property manager. He's right and he's wrong. He's right in the sense of, yes, the board does the push. Okay? On the wrong side, what he needs to understand is, and what everybody needs to understand is this, documents are written by the original developer of the development. They're not written by the board that's sitting now or anything to do with it. As a hypothetical situation, I've sat on my board for 21 years till finally I resigned, okay? But the bottom line was we tried to change our documents, which were written in 1989 by Lennar, okay? In our documents, it actually states you don't have to live here to be on the board.
Right. Jack, interesting, because you served on a board for 21 years.
The relationship to the sign,
right.
I had a fight in my association over the same issue.
Well, how do you feel? Are you in favor of the sign or are you against it?
I'm for it, 100%.
Great.
As long as it doesn't get crazy to the point of rope lights around the garage door, you know, girls swinging out there with jingle, jangle, jingle,
right.
And all kinds of craziness.
Jack, did you serve on an HOA board or a condo board?
HOA, 21 years.
Did you ever make anybody take down a Merry Christmas sign or a Happy
Never.
Thanksgiving? Never, of course not, right?
As a matter of fact, we encouraged it to the point where I renegotiated our lawn service contract that they wouldn't be coming in December so that the people could put the displays out on their lawns for, you know, the reindeer lights.
I can tell you, I'm lucky enough to live in a community where when the holidays come around, you have to see how people decorate their houses for Halloween, for Thanksgiving. I mean, it's wonderful.
I think it's great.
So to think that you can put Frankenstein on your lawn, but you can't put a God Bless America sign, you know, kind of insulting.
I think it's a tragedy.
Right.
But in relationship to everything else, one of the other things I do is I work as a poll worker for the Board of Elections. And let me tell you something. This thing they're trying to push through about making the voters decide on whether or not condominiums or HOAs can be changed.
Amendment 4?
Tragedy.
Right. Well,
tragedy.
We're probably going to do a whole show about Amendment 4. But, Jack, the phones are lit up. We got
to
get going.
Called it to vote.
Right. Jack, apologize, but the phones are blinking like crazy, and we want to take some more.
Thanks a lot, Jack. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Alice in North Miami. Hi, Alice. You're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hello. Good afternoon. I'm Alice.
Hi, Alice.
I want to go to your condo special at the Hard Rock.
Yes.
Because I got a very bad problem over here in my condo right now.
Okay. You have access
to
the internet, Alice?
You. Huh?
You have access to the internet, Alice?
No.
Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to call us in the office tomorrow at 877.
Could I call you at your office?
Absolutely, and we'll be glad to sign you up.
Okay,
877.
Wait a minute. 7?
877.
Oh, 877.
Right, the number 4.
4.
And then spell out condo craze.
Oh, my gosh. You really make me have a hard time, don't you? I'm already having a hard time here. I'm ready to sue the condo and my neighbor.
Okay, how about this number? 954?
Condo craze? What is that? C-R-A-Z? Oh.
Alice, hold on. We got a different number for you.
Okay, 954?
954?
983?
983?
1112.
1112.
Right.
I'm fast, but you people are.
We aim to please, Alice. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Alice.
I thank you so much. Okay. I'm going to call you, Mr. Glazer.
Thank
tomorrow.
You, ma'am. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a good day, Alice. Let's talk to Jerry in Hollywood. Hi, Jerry. You're on the air.
Good morning. I love the show.
Thanks.
I listen to you guys every Sunday morning.
Thanks, Jerry.
Just wanted to touch upon the mosque thing really quick. As far as that, you know, the one thing they're never going to take away from the Americans is the fact that that foundation is being built with the dead bodies from the Americans.
Hey.
So they can construct that any way they want, and they're never going to take that away.
Jerry, where in Brooklyn are you from?
I'm a transient. I've been down here now 30 years.
Yeah. Well, you didn't lose your New York accent, I tell you that.
Thank you.
Yeah, how do you?
The other thing is, you better hope the union boys don't get a hold of that construction project.
Well,
you might see another Yankee Stadium situation where you remember when the Red Sox jersey was on.
Oh yeah, Big Poppy's jersey.
Yeah, Big Poppy's jersey under the Yankees dugout or something like that.
No,
yes.
It was under home plate.
Oh, was it really? Well, I tell you, I don't know if you're aware of it, Jerry, but a lot of construction companies, some of the major construction companies in New York City, have already signed an agreement amongst themselves saying that even if they decide to build the mosque at the site, they're not going to participate in it. They won't be involved.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm fully aware of that. And, I just wanted to touch upon that. The other thing was the gentleman up there in Delray, the police officer. What if he, you know, like you said, he's opening up a can of worms. What if he constructs like a stucco mortar sign and it actually becomes part of the home?
Well, no, probably won't be good. You know, the bottom line is, can you see the letters? But, Jerry, we apologize.
We got to run.
We're just about out of time. But thanks for the phone call and for your kind words about the show.
I love it.
Thanks
show.
A lot.
Thanks, Jerry.
Okay, don't forget, sign up for the seminar at Condo Craze and HOAs.com. We will be back next Sunday at noon, a very special Labor Day edition, Condo Craze and HOAs.
The talk you want,
the news you need.
News Radio 610 WIOD, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. Streaming live 24/7 at WIOD.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Randy Lance. Watches and warnings up as Earl strengthens into a hurricane nearing the Caribbean. Where's the storm headed? We'll have the details coming up. But first, let's check in with Donna Rapato in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Traffic Center.
Randy, expect to sit in traffic for a bit if you head west on the Dolphin Expressway approaching the Turnpike in West Miami-Dade, where all lanes are blocked for construction. Roadworks also closed 2 right lanes on the Don Shula Expressway northbound after Killian Parkway, and up in the Hialeah-Miami Lakes area, left lanes closed on the off-ramp to Granbury Road from northbound I-75. I'm Donna Rapato, News Radio 610 WIOD, 24-hour traffic.
Outdoor plans are fine as you start your day Sunday across the Miami area.